A very warm welcome to our federal member for Longman, Mr. Terry Young, who's keeping a keen watch on the pandemic as it unfolds and as we start relaxing a little bit. Terry, welcome to studios. Good morning.
Thanks, Shane. I've got some fantastic news for the electorate of Longman to announce today. We have received $63,750 in funding for 30 local community groups and organisations in Longman under the Morrison government's volunteer grants. This is great news because this funding will go a long way towards lending a helping hand and supporting organisations in their volunteers through what has been a tough year for this community. Successful organisations will receive grants of between $1,000 and $5,000 to purchase small equipment items, contribute towards the cost of training courses and background checks, or to help reimburse volunteers for the cost of their fuel or transport. I've already met with a few of the community groups who have received the funding and they've been ecstatic. I'm making plans to meet with the rest of the groups so I can let them know the great news. Once I've done so, I will reveal the full details of all the organisations and groups who have received funding through the volunteer grants on my Facebook page. Volunteers freely give their time and skills to support others, and we have so many champion volunteers in the community of Longman who are worth their weight in gold. This funding recognises the sacrifices they make to help deliver vital services to those who need it most. While the work of our volunteers may be unpaid, it is not unrecognised. From delivering food to vulnerable Australians in isolation and helping out with weekend sport, they are all local champions. Their contribution is vital to ensuring that we continue to support families, provide employment pathways for young people, and strengthen community resilience in Longman. Also, I would like to thank all of those who submitted nominations for the 2020 Longman Volunteer Recognition Awards. Nominations closed on Friday, and I have already been going through the submissions. I've been overwhelmed with the high quality of nominees this year, and I will be in touch shortly with the successful nominees. It was so good to see the normal school traffic out as the kids returned to school this week. This has only been able to be achieved due to the discipline of the community and the people in it. And I look forward to restrictions continue to ease as we focus on the road out of COVID-19. Remember, my door is always open to you and my contact details are available on my website and my Facebook page as well as 101.5 FM's website if you need to get in touch with me about any questions or support. Don't forget to keep checking these resources for any updates on COVID-19.
We appreciate, as always, Terry Young, the federal member for Longman, for coming in to let us know what is the latest and our progression forward and keeping you connected on 101.5 FM.